did the job and got on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, LeSean. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tina.
Hi. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, two reasons. I got a new debit card. I lost my wallet. Second reason is I don't have the $250 to pay you guys right now. Work's getting very slow. As soon as I get some more work and I get enough to pay you guys, I will. I just don't have it right now.
Okay. So thank you for relaying that. I want to give you an option because your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if things are tight right now, we could remove those, and that would lower that past due amount to just $149.
I mean, you might as well, because I'm not getting nothing from Facebook, so I'm giving y'all $100 a month for nothing at this point.
Yeah, you know, plus the Facebook ads are definitely beneficial for the first couple of months to jumpstart your, you know, results and get you on Google a little bit quicker. But once you're ranking, you really don't need them anymore anyway. So I'll at least make that adjustment for you. One thing, though, is I see there's a note here that they've been reaching out to you about doing a live video verification with Google. Did you get that completed yet?
No, I don't know if it was you I spoke with last month when I wanted to cancel the service because of not having the stuff to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you told me that I would have to let you guys know in advance that I wanted to do that before the bill came.
Right.
Which kind of doesn't make sense because, you know, I paid for the month ahead of time.
I want to explain something to you. The Google Live Video Verification, it's a very important part of the process. So Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get onto the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So that live video verification, it's quick and easy. It takes probably, you know, less than 15 minutes. Where you just get on it, you get on like a Zoom call with a Google rep, you show them a couple of things to solidify that you're a valid business in the area, and then they trust you and they say, okay, we can publish.
No, yeah, I'm aware of what it is and what I need, which is why I wanted to cancel the service until I got everything that I needed to get that Google verification done.
I see. Okay. So, being that it only takes like 10 or 15 minutes, is there something?
It's not about a matter of time. It's a matter of me not having the stuff that you say is required for the video. I can find 10 to 15 minutes to do the video, but I don't have all the equipment that I do for my job. I rent it based off of the job needs. I don't have any trucks. I don't have moving equipment. I do the business from my home. I don't have business cards. And the way that my landlord does it, our bills are included with the rent. So I can't even give you a bill right now with my name on it because all of the bills are in my landlord's name. So I don't have none of the stuff that I need for the Google verification, which is why I wanted to cancel the service until I got that stuff in order.
I see. So one thing that I would suggest is maybe go online and make like a virtual business card or a virtual invoice or something. Because if you don't have a picture of like a work vehicle with tools or a business license or insurance.
When I need that stuff, I just rent it from U-Haul. And I don't know if
makes
I can steal U-Haul stuff and claim it as my own. I don't want to get in trouble for that, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. That would be, you know, a little bit sketchy. So I definitely understand where you're coming from. But what I would suggest is at least try to get over something, even if it's just a business card that, like a mock one that you make online or an invoice or something like that. It's better that you get on and submit something so that they have a chance to publish it rather than just letting it sit. And then in the meantime, you're throwing money down the toilet because this.
No, that's why I am throwing money down the toilet. That's why I called last month and you know, tried to cancel, but the lady said that I had to pay for that month and then say that I wanted to cancel moving forward, which doesn't make sense. It's weird. It's like I said, I pay you guys before you start the service. So if I don't pay you guys, just cancel the service. You're not giving me anything for free. I'm not paying you after the work is done. Paying you to do the
so,
work.
The subscription that you agreed to when you signed up was a month-to-month subscription to automatically renew each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. However, last month, since the payment didn't go through until the 24th, they did a courtesy and they pushed this one out to November 30th. So in order to prevent the November 30th charge, you would have had to call us 3 business days prior.
I'm aware. I wasn't even talking about canceling at this time. Like I said, I was...
Saying for last month. Okay. Well, I'll at least make that adjustment for you, LaShawn, where I take off the Facebook ad. So moving forward, it'll stay at the $149. And then if you need a little bit of time for that, that's absolutely no problem. I could, you know, follow up with you, you know, maybe next week or something, and we could see, you know, where you're at that time. In the meantime, I'll resend that instructions for the Google video verification. And like I said, go on there and try to submit something. It's always better to do it and at least get something over than to kind of just ignore it, because that way, you know, it's definitely not going to get verified. At least if you submit something, you'll have a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I understand that part, but I don't want to send something half-assed, though. Like you said, that's basically me sending in something on a wish and a prayer, and I don't like doing stuff
have to understand something, that Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses, right?
If you tell me that doing stuff like that will get me verified, then I would do it. But it's like you're saying, like, basically to try and see how it goes, I would rather send in something that's definitely going to get me verified. I don't want to take the chance of wasting my time.
Right. I understand. So what I would suggest then is, you know, try to at least get something together, you know, sooner rather than later, you know, just so that you can.
That's the plan. That's why I wanted to cancel the services until further notice. I get good business even without a marketing team as of right now. I just wanted more business. So until further notice, that's why I wanted to just cancel. But like you said, I'll get the 150 to you as soon as we can. And if I want to keep you guys on board for that time period after or not, I'll let you know at that point in time where, you know, if we're going to continue with the next month or not.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely fair enough. You could always decide at that time. And then you also have an option, which I don't ever, you know, recommend this unless it's a last resort. But in your case, it might work, where after we get the payment up to speed, you can cancel the program and just keep the website. And that's $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So, you know, a lot of people like that option because, you know, it's 2024 and you're going to need a site anyway. So that might be, you know, something that you want to look into as well. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, that sounds good for sure.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that we talked. And like I said, I'll follow up with you next week. And if anything changes, you can call me as well. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye.